Nashville's Rock Station 102.9 The Buzz. My name is Atticus, and we're live in the Gibson Garage Studios, where I am about to speak with Colin from the band Sleep Theory. We have been trying to connect all day today. Apparently, he overslept this morning when we were supposed to speak at 11 a.m. He overslept. We're trying to connect now. We've been going back and forth. I am waiting for him to call. Hello, 102.9 The Buzz.
Hello, how are you?
Colin, we made it happen.
Yes, how are you doing, boss?
I am doing good. I'm glad we could connect. You know, look, I get it. I've overslept a time or two myself.
Hey, look, it's not unusual. It's pretty normal behavior.
Colin, thank you so much, though, for your time. Listen, you guys are on the verge of putting out your debut album on Friday. What are you feeling in this exact moment?
Man, you know, honestly, I don't know what I'm feeling. I think I'm just ready for people to finally just get a listen to what we've been cooking up, man. I don't want to say anxious. I don't want to say excited. I don't want to say any of those things. I think I'm ready for the next thing. I don't know. I've had my hands on Afterglow for a while, so I think that now that I've listened to it so much, I'm ready to just go ahead and start working on the next thing. But I am excited for everybody to hear this thing.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Colin from the band Sleep Theory. Afterglow, their debut album, comes out this Friday. You guys have been around for a while. You've had a couple number one hit songs on the rock world, and you're just now coming out with your debut album. For those that are, it's kind of hard to think, but for those unfamiliar with Sleep Theory at this point, talk about how you guys have touched on success with your band despite not having your full-length album even released to the public yet.
You know, it's really interesting. I always forget that this is our first, because the EP, Paper Hearts, just sounded, it just felt like it was an album. Like, it just felt like it was being received as if it was an album. Every song on there, everybody loved. It was just, it's such a big moment for us, and we're super appreciative. It's almost, to me, Afterglow is like album two in a way. But I know it's not. Everything's just been super crazy and super, super great.
We're speaking with Colin from the band Sleep Theory. Debut album out Friday. It is titled Afterglow. Are you looking around online at some of these websites that have already listened to it and are posting reviews? Are you scouring the internet for reviews right now?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Okay, all right, well then let me break it to you. So Blabbermouth.com has given your album Afterglow a 9 out of 10. An Australian website, Wall of Sound, has given your album Afterglow an 8.5 out of 10. And those are just the two first reviews that I have found so far.
Wow, I didn't realize people could get it so early.
I don't know how they get their hands on it, but now I feel like I've given you a new obsession for the next couple days.
I'm about to find out.
We're talking with Colin from the band Sleep Theory. Afterglow, new album, debut album, out this Friday. Tomorrow, you guys are at Vinyl Tap here in Nashville performing an in-store at Vinyl Tap. You ever been to Vinyl Tap?
I have not. Not that I think of.
Okay, it's a really cool place. You're gonna love it. It's in East Nashville. You guys are performing there tomorrow night with an in store. Gonna be a lot of fun. What's in store at the in store?
Man, we're doing this acoustic performance. We're gonna meet a whole bunch of fans. We're gonna be getting some vinyls given away, or there are people are getting them. I don't know how they're getting them. I forgot. But I know it's gonna be a good time.
So what's, you guys are going to be here, and forgive me, we're talking with Colin from Sleep Theory. You guys are here in June at Brooklyn Bowl performing a full, up on stage, doing your thing. That's part of a tour you've got going on, right? So why don't we talk about the tour? jump in, man.
Yeah, dude, we're going on tour. This is our very first headline tour, which is insane to think, because we're just 2 years in as Sleep Theory that everybody knows. And we're about to do these rooms that are like pretty sizable for a band that's, just popped up out of the scene, and just popped up and done these things. And it's super cool to know that we're able to do these size rooms right now. We're taking out our buddies in Nevertell. We're taking out Oxymoron and Strayview, and it's going to be absolutely insane. It's going to be a great time.
What city on your tour are you looking at right now going, I cannot wait to get there?
Okay, so honestly, it's not even on the tour. It's not even on the tour, but we play Rockville next week.
Nice.
And it's like a little pre-tour show, and I love Rockville. But on the tour itself, I really don't know. I don't really look at any cities, and, you know, I don't know. I enjoy every city as much as I do the last or the next.
I got that, man, because each city unique, different, something to discover in each city. So I totally get it. We're speaking with Colin from the band Sleep Theory. Debut album's out this Friday. It is called Afterglow. Some good reviews already coming in. Hey, look, good luck tomorrow at Vinyl Tap. We're going to be there. We're going to help host it. We're excited to see you guys again. We're all, I think I speak for many rock fans, and we're excited to see you in June at Brooklyn Bowl as well. Colin from Sleep Theory, thank you for your time today. Listen, we're going to end this interview by allowing you to say whatever you want for the next 30 seconds. It doesn't have to be about your band. It doesn't have to be about you. It can be anything in the world that you want to say for the next 30 seconds. Colin, you are on the spot. Go.
Well, this has been my obsession for the last 2 weeks, but I'm just telling everybody right here, right now. I mean, we could 1,000% take out a gorilla. I don't need 100 men. Truthfully, I just need myself, and like, that's it. I don't need boxing gloves. I don't need a knife. I just need bare paws. You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, so me versus a gorilla, already a done deal. 100 men versus a gorilla, that's an easy wipe. Truthfully, you know, to entertain the gorilla, I'd say about 20 men is all we need to take him out. But me, I'm on that. So don't worry about it. I got it.
Hey, Colin, I did not expect that, dude. That was fantastic, dude. Hey, I appreciate your time today, man. Y'all have a great show, okay?
Yes, sir. You too. Have a great day, man.
Thank you, Colin. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was Colin from Sleep Theory. You can catch them an in-store performance at Vinyl Tap Wednesday, May 14th. I don't even know when you're listening to this interview, but they do have a show coming up at Brooklyn Bowl in June of 2025. What are you listening to this? What year is it for you? Thank you, Colin from Sleep Theory. We are Nashville's rock station, 102.9 The Buzz.